Today's daf is Erev and daf Ayin Gimel, and today we're going to talk about a halacha in Erev Chatzeros that Gemara brings up here, wives and servants, whether if they live in the Chatzer and they are living in separate houses in the Chatzer, today Oser in terms of Erev Chatzeros. It says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, right here on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, Mishiyesh lo chamesh nashim, mekabos prasmi ba'alein. If somebody has five wives, the days of pre-Rabbeinu Gershom, somebody has five wives, and they're each mekabos pras. They each get a salary, or so to speak, or get an income. Rashi, v'kol achas yesh lo dira levada, imo b'chatzer. And each wife lives in a separate dira in the chatzer. Or v'chamisha avadim mekabel pras mirabeyan. Or five avadim that are mekabel pras from their masters. And as we'll see, there's no one else in the chatzer. Just these five wives or these five avadim. So what's the halacha? Behuda ben Beseira matir benashim v'oser b'avadim. Behuda ben Beseira is matir benashim. He says the wives do not have to make an erev chatzeros. And with the husband, and avadim do, oser ba'avadim, avadim are considered independent. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, matir ba'avadim, va'oser ben'ashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is the opposite. He says avadim are no problem, and the wives are a problem. Amar Rav, my time with Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rav asks, what is the reason for Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, who is the first, the second day here quoted, why are avadim okay and women are asur? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says in Daniel, v'Daniel bisra malka. Daniel was in the gate of the king. What exactly does that mean? Rashi, bechol makom shehu chashav le'bitra malka. Wherever he was considered in the gates of Nebuchadnezzar. Wherever he was in the gate. How does that answer the question? Because he's always considered nechshav with the king. Or the servant is always considered nechshav with the king, and therefore he is not oser the evident. Meiri says that even though he was constantly thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and learning Torah, but still he was also focused on his obligations. As we know, Daniel worked in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. Good. So this is a machlokes amoran that's quoted here. What are the svaras for each day in the machlokes? How would we understand each one? So let's go through each shita. So first the shita of matir benashim ve'oser b'avadim, the shita that women are no problem. Yehuda ben Beseira, women are okay; they do not aser, and avadim do aser. So what are the svaras for this? If you look in the Rashba, the Rashba quotes the Ravid, the Ritva quotes the Ravid. That since why wouldn't women be a problem? The time of Yehuda ben Beseira mishum the nashim heim ka'achas yoser mishum de chalitzasa shelzu. O yibuma shelzu poteres chaverta. We know from other areas of halacha, women are connected to each other. If, for example, yibum and chalitza, if one woman does yibum or chalitza, all the other women are niftar. So you see, they're connected. You see the tsaros. You see the co-wives are connected through the mitzvah of yibum or chalitza. So mamela, that reflects something that we can bring over to here. Right? You might have said, what does one have to do with the other? That's a din daraisa of yibum or chalitza, and there's no more zika once one act is done. And here, what does that have to do with residents living with each other in this rabbinic context? But the Ritva, the name of the Ravid, is assuming no, that has everything to do with it, and therefore that reflects something about the relationship between the women. They're all connected. One act by one of them affects all of them, yibum or chalitza, and therefore here too they're considered like one, and they wouldn't need a separate erev. That type of idea, not connected to avadim at all, says the Ravid, right? If one eved is freed, if one eved does anything, so then that doesn't affect the other avadim, and therefore they are nechshav kiguf echad. We know, interesting, from other contexts that co-wives, here it says, right, they're considered closer. In terms of ne'emanus, sometimes they're considered the opposite, right? The Mishnah tells us that women, these five women, are not believed to say meis baila, the Mishnah in Gittin and in Yevamos. I'll read you from Gittin. The Mishnah in Gittin contrasts that they are believed by get, but the Mishnah says at the end of the second parak in Gittin, daf chav gimel, af hanashim she'eino ne'emanus lomar meis baila, the women that are not believed to say your husband died because we assume that they do not like each other and they want to cause problems for each other, even at their own expense. Because here, Meis Baila, what do you mean? But that's going to mess themselves up, possibly also, because it's all the same husband. But still, Ne'emanus Lavi Yeskita, and one of them is co-wives, right? Chamosa, Bas Chamosa, Tsarasa. Tsarasa, the third one on the list. But they're believed to say, to bring the get, because Haksav Mochiach, you're not really relying on them. So the Mishnah says that co-wives aren't Ne'eman about each other, but at least the Ravid is saying here that they are Nechshav together, because you see in other areas of Halacha, they are considered together. But that's the Rashba in the name of the Ravid. That's all the Rashba quotes, that one Svara. If you look in the Ritva quotes two other Svaras. Two other lines that seem to be similar on the surface, but if we analyze them, they seem to be somewhat different. Says the Gemara, says the Ritva, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Dikasavar, why are women considered one, and therefore you don't need separate Eruvs? Dikasavar, Shah Nashim Nigraros Achar Baleim, the women are pulled after their husband. Nashim Nigraros Achar Baleim, Shemakablos Mimenu Pras, Shehin Kamoso Kigufo. Because they get a portion from him, and they are considered kemoso kegufo. That's the lashon of ishto kegufo. Vigam nigraro zuim zu, and they're also nigrar with each other. Shlalasar zu alzu shahabaal mitzarfan. They are also nigrar to each other, not to answer each other, because the husband combines them. Shahabaal mitzarfan, and then the Ritva quotes velo od. Ella should be asa ochalitzasa shalachas mayan potera sarasa v'chein pirish harayvit. He quotes that last idea of the Ravid, but he quotes these two other ideas first. Number one, that they're makabal prasmi balein and they are kamoso kugufo and they're negraro zu imzu shabal mitzarfan. So what is the difference between those two? So if we think about it, the Ritva is saying they're connected in two different ways. Right, the first day of the Ritva is that they're connected directly through the husband, because they are each part and parcel of the husband. They're makabal pras from the husband, and they are kimoso, and they are kugufo. Why don't they have to make a new Erev? Because they're like the husband. They are the husband. Ishto kugufo, number one. That's one. That could be also what Rashi is saying. Rashi says the contrast. Rashi says by the Eved, in this day, it does not work. Oser ba'avadim. Rashi does not come on the Matir Banashim, but Oser ba'avadim. Rashi says she'enon nimshachin acharav. They are not pulled after him. Mashba by the women, they are pulled after him. Right? They are pulled after him, and this is what the Ritva is saying. That's the lashon of the Ritva. Nigraros achar ba'alehen, and they get a pras and they're kamoso kugufo. That's number one. We'll get back to that lashon of the Ritva in a minute. But then the Ritva's second day is that they're nigrar ze im ze. So again, the Baal plays a role here, but he's playing a different role. In the first day, they were not connected to each other directly. The first day, they're just connected to the husband, and they're all batel, so to speak, tafel to the husband. The second day is, no, they're connected to each other. Nigraro zu imzu, because the Baal is mitzarif them. So because they are all the wives of the husband, so that is why they are connected, right? Different than above. They're not tefillos to him. He is the glue that binds them all together. That they are connected through him, but they are connected to each other. The first day is they're just connected to him, and they're batel to him, nothing to do with each other. The second day is that no, that they're all connected to each other because they are, all have something in common that the Baal is mitzarif them. These 2 days remind me a little bit of the Meshechachma in Parshas Emor, where the Meshechachma discusses the difference between Shabbos and Yontif and how Jews are connected to each other through Shabbos and Yontif. He says, as we'll read it, Shabbos, they are connected to each other because they're all connected to the source. They're all connected as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle of a circle, Kaviyachol, and they are all connected to him, and therefore all Jews are on this circle, but not because they're connected directly to each other, but they're connected to him, to Shabbos, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Memelo, they're connected to each other. Right? That's like the first day. But the second, the Yontif, says the Meshech Chachma, that no, they're connected directly to each other. To each other in that way. Da, says the Meshech Chachma, the Bedas Eloki, Yesh Mitzvos HaMakashrin Yisrael Avim Shav HaShemayim. There are mitzvahs that connect us directly to Hashem. V'yesh Mitzvos HaMakashrin Yisrael Zelazeh. And there are mitzvahs that connect Jews to each other. Kigon tzitzis, v'tfilin ha-mezuzah, hein mitzvahs ha-mekashrin, Yisrael Hashem Yisbarach. U'gemilas chasadim, v'trumos u'maisros, hein ha-mekashrin zelazeh. V'nimshal zeh, yesh bein Shabbos liyantiv. Shebes Shabbos, Hala al yeti ish bimkomo. We're not connected directly to each other. Vehotsa asura. Umalachazoch al nefesh asura. We can't cook for each other. We can't travel to each other. There's limits on hotsa. Imkain. Kol ish veish vifnei atzmahu. So really, every man on Shabbos is by themselves. Levadahu yoshev veosek batorah. Shehema mukusharim el Hashem yisbarach Amerikas ha'amiti. What binds us is just we all have a direct connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher kol Yisrael heima kavim nifradim hamagiyim lemerkaz achad. Each Jew is a separate line that goes to the center. Hu Hashem yisbarach. Ulesiba zeh him kshurim yachtav. And because of this, they are makushar. And that's like the first day of the Ritva here. Because they're batal, ishto kugufa, they're batal to the husband. But melo, they're all considered one rishus. And therefore, you don't need a separate heir. If kemosh amar, b'medrash rabba, b'nei Yaakov, sho'ovdim, l'kelacha, nikram nefesh. Remember, Rashi quotes that in Parshas Vayigash. Esav is called nefashos, even though there aren't so many of them. And Yaakov is called nefesh, shivim nefesh, even though we're one, because we're bound. Aval yantif, says the Meshech Chachma, hu min ha-mitzvos ha-mekashrim hu'uma zeh lazeh. Yantif are direct connection to each other. Lachain meleches ochal nefesh mutter. And that's why cooking is mutter and traveling. Vim yavo elef archim, yofelechem. Ad ki amru ha'ofem yantif lachol, rapa amr eino loke, amrina hol v'chazi la'archim. V'kulam chayevim la'alos l'regel, v'lesmoach u'lesameach. V'lachain hutra hotsa v'ha'avara, shim lokein lo yivu kusharim uvu gadim zelazeh. They want to be connected. So that's the exact parallel, I think, between the Ritva's two days here about the women. They're bottled to the husband or they're bottled to each other because of their ultimate connection to the husband. That's like Shabbos and Yantif. The Meshech Rabbah just there continues and says that it could be, this is why the Torah uses the Lashon, the unusual Lashon, of Mimachras HaShabbos, talking about the first day of Pesach. Why is the Dafka called Shabbos? Right, this is what led the Tzdukim to believe that Shavuos is always on the Sunday, 7 weeks before Pesach. But the Meshech Chachma says that first Pesach was a bechina of Shabbos. We couldn't leave our homes. Hine is bonancha tirek ibe Pesach shaho raaso haya ala Pesach shepasach hamakom abate bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim halo azad dain lo haisa umanik sheres ki oyu bodedim ish ba'ahalo. We were all in our separate tents. Al yesi yesh bi pesach beiso ad boker. Rak shekulam ayu muskamim b'deya achas. B'leki chazakar bonu mukushar mo'adam echad. Hu Hashem Elokei Yisrael. So that Pesach was like Shabbos. And that is why it says mimachros haShabbos in that first time that it appears. After that it becomes like a yantif. Okay, the Meshech Rabbah has more, but that is a mashal to explain this, the 2 days of the Ritva. So three svaras given by the Rishonim then for why women are not a problem, the wives are not a problem for making their separate Erevin, either because you see in other areas of Halacha, one act by one of them affects the others, and that is the Rivid or the Ritva, Ishto Kagufo, and Kemoso, and the Ritva of the Baal is Mitzarif them, because they are all connected to each other through him. Ishta Kugufo itself is a large topic. It's used in a legal sense. Obviously, it's first used primarily in Masechah Sanhedrin, that husbands and wives, and a wife is pasul edus for a husband. At root, it probably goes to the pasuk in Bereishis, v'hayu l'basar echad, that they will be like one flesh, which has to do with many areas of halacha, this fascinating discussion of ishto kugufo, not just by psul edus, but even by Yerusha. The Gemara talks about Yerusha's habal. How does Yerusha's habal work? Right, all Yerushas are right. There's a machlokas whether Yerusha's habal is daraisa or darabanan. That's clear. But Yerusha's habal is also discussed by the Rishonim. How exactly does it work as compared to other Yerusha. So the Gemara says, let me just find it towards the beginning of Yesh Nochalin. Beginning of Yesh Nochalin, the Gemara discusses Yerusha's Habal, and the Gemara says, right here, She'ero, Kuf Tes Amebes, She'ero Zu Ishto, Malamit Shahabal Yoresh Es Ishto, based on She'er. So what does that mean, She'er? So if you look at the Rashbam, Dichsiv V'hayu L'basar Echad. V'ksiv Nami She'er Aksusav Onasa Lo Yigra. She'er Basar. So many Rishonim give the impression that Yerushas Abal is very different than other types of Yerushas, right? Other Yerushas might be a Din Mamoni, a Zechus Gevia, and that's how you might have looked at Yerushas Abal, especially if it's Darabanan, but if it's Daraisa, it might be because of She'erus Basar. That's what the Rashbam seems to say here, and that's what Tosfos also says. Tosfos says that it's cause of She'eris. This is Tosfos a little bit later on. Kuf Yud Gimel Amad Aleph in Bava Basra. Kivat Sha'abal Eino Yoresh Machmas Kurva Ela Machmas She'erus Shein Chashuvin Kabasar Echad Im Kain Kamoshi Ukodim L'Shar Krovim Kain Ukodim L'Ben Demali Hai Umali Hai. So that's an example again of She'er Basar, seeing the husband and the wife as Basar Echad in a halachic context. But of course, there are other areas where Ishta Kugufo comes up. The Mishnah Berurah quotes quotes Achronim in the context of Chanukah, and a very unusual usage. We know the women are obligated in Eres Chanukah, afinoy bo so anes. So some Achronim say, well, married women don't have to light Chanukiah because of Ishto Kegufo. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Tes. Big discussion, once you follow their minug, whether married women light Chanukah candles. The Aruch HaShulchan quotes it maybe even in a more surprising context, in the Kavod Shabbos, how many men, he quotes in Siman Reish Nun, do not prepare for Shabbos so much physically. Rabim Ugdolam Eino Sim Ba'atzman, even though the Gemara talks about the Amoraim that did it. To Bishas Chashav Mishay Osim Ba'atzman, Shvamin Asher Rabim Lasu Me'atzman, Elo Hidr Mitzvah. Why does it only quote certain rabbis? So you might have said exactly the opposite. It quotes those rabbis, and who then everybody did it. But the Ocher Choshochan says, no, it must be those rabbis did it, making a big thing about them. That Slenu Nishosenu Osos, Umechinos Ba'atzman Lakavod Shabbos, Ve'ishto Kugufo. He quotes. Okay, unusual Lashon of Ishta Kegufo in that context. But it comes up in many other contexts as well. But we'll leave that for now. The Deya for the other, the Svar for the other Shita, that women would be Aser and Avadim would be Mutter, that's also quoted. The Rashba and the Ritva quote, because an Eved is just an extension of the property of a master. And that's why we would say an Eved is not Oser. The Svir Alei, says the Ritva, the Avadim Kikisohem. The Avadim is like their pocketbook. It's an extension of their property. The Rosh has a different lashon. The Rosh here in Siman Yutes says, "What's the svara for Eved?" Let's just find the lashon. Well, Amar Svirale Tekima to Eved Mishubedes Lavodas Rabo Chashav Kilu Tadir Eitzel Rabo. Similar to what the pasuk says by Daniel, since he's always Mishubed to work for his master, he's Kiilu always with his master. He's always connected to his master because he always has that shibud that he has to do. And the Ritva says it really includes all types of servants. Doesn't just include the official Eved, right? All types of shiva. Avadim denakte, says the Ritva, lav avadim mamish el akol mishar samoso. Anyone who serves him, this would apply. This reminds us of a different source. This reminds us of Tosfos, maybe in Maseches Brachos, where Tosfos discusses there on Daf Yud Aleph, why is it that we only make one Birchas HaTorah every morning and we rely on that for the rest of the day? Right? By going into a sukkah, you make a separate bracha every time you go into a sukkah. You make a separate bracha if you put tefillin on after you didn't have tefillin on for a while. What does Tosfos say? Why do you only say one Birchas HaTorah? V'yesh lomar d'shayni Torah she'eno miya'ish daito. The kol shah adam mechuyev lilmod. The chsiv ha'gisa b'yom avalayla. V'havi kamo yoshev kol hayom below hefsik. Torah is different. You're never miya'ish daito. Torah is never totally out of your mind. Because you're always mechuyev to learn. And therefore it's ki'ilu. You're sitting and learning without a hefsik. Even when you're not learning. Even when somebody goes to work for 10 hours and they're not learning. Still, there's no hefsik. What does that mean? It's ki'ilu because we are meshubid to learn, so it's ki'ilu we're learning. So that's like what the Rosh says here. Because he's always meshubid to his Rav in order to serve him, so it's ki'ilu he's always there. And the Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful essay about that Tosfos, the two types of awarenesses, acute awareness and latent awareness. Right? When children are home, a mother has acute awareness of her children. When they go to school, it's not on the front of the mind of the mother, but it's in the back of her mind. Her children are always in the back of her mind. That's latent awareness. And that's what Torah is. When we're learning Torah, we have acute awareness of Torah, but when we stop learning, there's still latent awareness, and that's Hadron Aleph, that we never totally put it out of our minds. Those are the svaras of these shitas. La halacha, what are we paskin? The Rashba and the Rashba quote one day that since Rav explained Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, right, the Gemara only goes into Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira's faris, so it must be that we hold like Rav, because must be we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, because Rav was interested in that svar. But if you look in the Rambam, the Rush points this out. Look in the Rambam quotes both Lakula. He doesn't pass like either of them. He passes like both Kulas. And he says, both by women, and by wives, and by avadim. Again, as long as there's no one else in the chatzer. If there's someone else in the chatzer, they aser on each other. But if there's no one else in the chatzer, einam tzrichim la'arev. And the Rush and the Magen Mishnah both say, why? What do you mean? How can you paskin l'kula by both? Didn't we learn earlier on that vav that you're a Rush if you take the kulas of both? So the answer is that only applies if the two svaras are soser each other, and you're going like both svaras. But here, each svara stands on its own, and each one is lakula, and halacha k'divrei meikel be'erif, says the Rush. V'harabam pasak k'divrei shteim l'hakel, v'ein zet shrei kuli, desasra na'adadi, d'lamar sfir alei d'isha k'gufo, v'evin alav k'gufo, ulamar sfir alei kiva d'evin v'shubil avodis rabo, chashiv yil hu tadir, yitzel rabo, v'kiva d'kaimel an halacha k'divrei meikel be'erif, tafsinan, svaras ha'meikel be'evin, v'svaras ha'meikel be'isha, no problem, we can be meikel like both. That's what the Magen Mishnah also says in Erevin Perek Dalet Alach Avav, and he says, v'divrei rabbeinu nirin. I like the shita of the Rambam. We will stop here.